The following program is sponsored by friends and partners of Kingdom Connection.
I want to welcome you to a very special edition of Kingdom Connection. I'm coming to you from the beautiful city of Jerusalem. Behind me is the Temple Mount. Behind me is the area where Jesus Christ hung on that cross and paid the ultimate price for our sins and for us to have eternal life. And I want to talk to you today. Maybe I'm going to bring a message that's not popular, one that seems kind of heavy. As a matter of fact, it might be the heaviest message that I've ever preached in a setting like this, but I had the Lord deal with me about preaching this message. And it's from Proverbs chapter 24, and I want to read it to you. It's a message to Christians. It's a message to believers. It says this in verse 11, deliver those who are drawn toward death. In other words, those who are going into eternity, those who are going to the grave, deliver them. And hold back those who totter to the slaughter. One translation said, who stumble to the slaughter. If you say, we didn't know this, and we didn't know we were supposed to do anything, then he says, does not God who judges weigh the heart? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds? There's a crime being committed. It's the world's greatest crime. It's not a crime being committed by criminals or gangsters. It's a crime that I believe can only be committed by Christians, believers. It's the crime of what the Bible calls forbearing. He said, if you forbear, if you see people tottering to the slaughter, stumbling to the slaughter, going into eternity lost without God, and you don't carry a burden, and you don't ever witness, and you don't ever share who Jesus Christ is with these people, he said, you're forbearing. The crime of forbearing means not reaching, doing nothing about the lost all around us, the perishing all around us. Did you know that 125,000 people die a day who do not profess to know Jesus Christ? Today, 125,000 souls perished and went into eternity, and they did not know Jesus Christ as their Savior. A soul that is suffering, a soul that is screaming and weeping and begging. The greatest crime is when Christians let it happen and don't share who Jesus is. I'm saying to you today that Jesus has no way to save the world except by us. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach this gospel. What gospel? That I bled, that I died, that I came and I lived and I rose from the dead and I have paid the penalty for your sin. He said, you're the light. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. But the challenge is when he gave that commandment, there are 9 times more people living who have not heard the gospel today than ever before. And the number one responsibility of the church is to evangelize the lost. Jesus Christ said, I have a prayer request. You want to know what Jesus' prayer request is? He said, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth the laborers to reap the harvest because people are perishing and people are lost. He said, deliver those in my text who are drawn away to death. Listen to the words. This is what got me. Who totter, stumble. They totter to the slaughter. What a verbiage, what a phrase, what a mental picture of people by the multitudes daily. 125,000 a day, according to the latest statistics, who do not know Jesus, totter to the slaughter, die and go into eternity, and they do not know the Lord. And he said, hey, you who know who I am, hold them back. Tell them. That's the startling reality. Who are those who totter to the slaughter? They're the young, they're the teenagers, they're a new generation. that have not heard the name of Jesus, the story of Jesus. Who are those who totter to the slaughter, the elderly, those in the rest homes, those in the prisons, those who are sitting in high offices, and those who are powerful and rich and wealthy and have everything, and yet they have nothing? What does it profit a man if he gains the world and loses his soul? 138,000 more people are in the world today that were not in the world yesterday. 2 million more people by next Sunday. 52 million people every year come into the world who have not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they totter to the slaughter. If we linked all of the people together who do not know Jesus Christ and asked them to join hands, they would completely encircle the globe. The line is growing 20 miles a day of people who are tottering to the slaughter. If all of the births could be stopped, and all of the deaths could be stopped, and we could freeze time at the rate that we're winning the world, it would take us 100 years, according to one person who studied this, 100 years just to win the lost now. Why? Because we're not winning people like we should. We're not sharing. We're not evangelizing. We're allowing people. We're forbearing, as the text said. We're not reaching the souls. It's good and it's wonderful, we think, that churches, and I think the reason we don't share our own testimony and evangelize anymore is because we think it's the preacher's job. But it's everybody's job. It's your job. Every Christian is a minister. Every Christian is to share their story. And the startling reality is they're tottering to the slaughter. He said in verse 11, if you forbear, if you see them tottering to the slaughter, stumbling to the slaughter, and you don't hold them back from their doom, you're guilty of the world's greatest crime. There was a man in Texas who, many years ago, who was condemned because of a horrible crime. He was condemned to die on death row by the execution of being electrocuted in an electric chair. And back then, if there was a chance for the person to receive a pardon from the governor, if the Supreme Court said, no, stop, we want to study this case, they would call by telephone. And the warden of the prison was in a side room, and they strapped the man into the electric chair. This is a true story. And the phone call came from the governor, stop the execution, stop it now. They believe that this should be overturned. But the story is told that that warden of that prison didn't have any urgency. Just kind of fiddled around. He just kind of didn't take the message that was so vital to this man, this prisoner's life. He just took his time. He just kind of casually walked. And by the time he got there, it was too late. Even though he had a message that could have saved the man's life, it was too late. And the man died. The warden had the message that could have saved the prisoner's life, but he kept silent. Your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your friends, your colleagues, they don't have to die lost without God. Our cities, these nations, they don't have to die lost and totter to the slaughter and go into eternity without God. If you say, behold, we knew it not, you know it now. And I know this is a strong message, but sometimes we need to hear strong messages. Deuteronomy 32 and 22 said, the wicked go to the lowest hell. Job 26 said, hell is a bottomless pit. Psalms 55 said, the wicked die instantly and go to hell. The only hope is the gospel. The only hope is Jesus. The only hope is forgiveness of sin. And even the chief ones, the scripture said, the famous, the kings, they go to a place that's called hell. Money can't help you. Fame can't help you. They're tottering to the slaughter. And somebody's got to be bold enough to tell them about Jesus.
Terrorism in Israel is not just a threat, it's a reality. Today, hundreds of thousands of Jewish families and children live in constant fear.
we can help fulfill biblical prophecy and see God's favor released in our lives when we honor His command to comfort my people. Isaiah 61 declares that God will give beauty for ashes in cities that have been terrorized like Moshe Mavo Medim. When you partner with Jensen Franklin today, you will restore hope to this community that lost everything. Your gift today will rebuild homes, replant trees, and meet the most basic of human needs by providing food and shelter. With your gift of $50 or more this month, we want to sow into your life with the Israel 2019 gift set, including Jensen Franklin's teachings on location from the Holy Land and a custom print of Isaiah 61, reminding you of your partnership in fulfilling biblical prophecy. For your gift of $300 or more, you may request the Israel 2019 collection, including Jensen Franklin's Legacy Bible and your personalized Hebrew name certificate. Or with your generous gift of $1,000 or more this month, you will receive the Israel 2019 Legacy Collection and your name forever memorialized on the Oaks of Righteousness Wall in Israel. God has called us to comfort His people in their time of desperate need, but we cannot do it without your help. Act now. Call the number on the screen or visit us online today.
Ezekiel chapter 3, I believe, is where I want to end this little message, because it's really an amazing verse in Ezekiel 3. He said, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman over the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the words from my mouth and the warnings from me." Listen now carefully. He said, "When you say to the wicked, 'You shall surely die,' and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from their wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die and his iniquity, but his blood will be required at your hand." In other words, I've set you as a watchman, and if you know people who are lost and dying without God, and you don't pray for them and you don't witness, we do have a responsibility. This is not all just a bless me book. But he said, "I want you to stop them from tottering to the slaughter." And he said, "If you tell them, if you preach to them the old rugged cross, if you tell them there's a Savior named Jesus, and He loves them, and He said, 'Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden,' if you will tell them the message of Jesus taking our sins and bearing them in His body, dying on the cross and raising up 3 days, and if they'll believe in me, I can save them." Then he said, "You know what? If they deny that message, their blood is on their hands." But he said, "If you don't share that message with them, and I tell you to share it with them, their blood will be on your hands." And I told the Lord many years ago when He called me to preach, "I don't want bloody hands. That whatever I do and wherever I go, I am here today to exalt Jesus Christ and to tell you that you need a Savior. That you, if you don't know Him as your Lord and Savior, you are tottering to the slaughter. That Jesus has paid the price for you to be cleansed and to be forgiven. You can have peace in your soul. You can know that it is well with your soul. You can know that your name is written in the book of life and that you have eternal life. And I want to invite you today on this telecast to hear my cry, number one. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, to accept Him. And number two, to accept the responsibility to stand as a watchman on the wall. And even while I'm preaching live here, I hear the Muslim prayer towers going off. They're not ashamed to, on loudspeakers, to cry out and promote their God. And we have a name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. And He said, listen to that, "They're not ashamed." Why are we ashamed? Why are we hiding from the mighty name of Jesus, a lost and dying world? Today is the day of salvation. And if you need Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, There's a number on the screen that you can call. Dial that number, and we're going to pray with you. As a matter of fact, while that's going on there, this is going to happen in your life. The name of Jesus is a strong tower, and you can run in it and be saved. So right where you are, just say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Savior. Cleanse me. Forgive me. The blood of Jesus cleanses me from all of my sins. I receive eternal life. I receive Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, as my Lord and Savior. And now I want to pray for your loved ones. Many of you are listening to me, and maybe your child is in another religion. Maybe they're following no religion. Maybe they've gone off to university somewhere and threw away the faith that they were raised in. But I'm telling you that there is power in the name of Jesus today to break every demonic power. We're going to pray. We're going to pray today for your lost loved ones. And let's agree together in Jesus' name that they shall be saved. And I'm going to ask God to give you boldness to begin to share the gospel like never before. Father, today I pray for those who are lost. I pray for those who need Jesus. I pray for those, Lord, family members, sons and daughters and husbands and wives and moms and dads and grandchildren that as I preach this message, people have been moved to utter their name in prayer. May we see a mighty move of salvation. May we reap the harvest. May we have a boldness to preach Jesus, testify of Jesus wherever we are and wherever we go. In Jesus' mighty name. If you believe in the message that we're preaching today and you believe it needs to go around the world, that it needs to invade these areas, this gospel that we're preaching, we translate these programs into Arabic. We translate these programs into many different languages, and they go all over the world. And by satellite, the miracle of satellite, the gospel is being preached. And that's what it's going to come down to, is do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And if you prayed that prayer today, if you need prayer for your family, go to the phone or go online and let us know. Send us an email or call the number that's on the screen. We would love to hear from you. We're very involved in ministries that are taking place right here, and we want to make sure that it's a balanced involvement, that we're doing a lot of wonderful, wonderful ministry that I believe is fulfilling Genesis 12, that God will bless those who bless Israel. We're helping victims of terrorism, and we're going to share with you some of the amazing things that you and I together can do to bless the people, to comfort the people. Isaiah 40, I believe, is a mandate for this ministry now. Comfort you, my people. And I believe that God has raised this ministry up to be a comfort to the people of Israel, especially in the time of terror like they're facing down on the border. My announcer is going to tell you more.
Terrorism in Israel is not just a threat, it's a reality. Today, hundreds of thousands of Jewish families and children live in constant fear. We can help fulfill biblical prophecy and see God's favor released in our lives when we honor His command to comfort my people. Isaiah 61 declares that God will give beauty for ashes in cities that have been terrorized like Moshe Mavo Medim. When you partner with Jensen Franklin today, you will restore hope to this community that lost everything. Your gift today will rebuild homes, replant trees, and meet the most basic of human needs by providing food and shelter. With your gift of $50 or more this month, we want to sow into your life with the Israel 2019 gift set, including Jensen Franklin's teachings on location from the Holy Land and a custom print of Isaiah 61, reminding you of your partnership in fulfilling biblical prophecy. For your gift of $300 or more, you may request the Israel 2019 collection, including Jensen Franklin's Legacy Bible and your personalized Hebrew name certificate. Or with your generous gift of $1,000 or more this month, you will receive the Israel 2019 Legacy Collection and your name forever memorialized on the Oaks of Righteousness Wall in Israel. God has called us to comfort His people in their time of desperate need, but we cannot do it without your help. Act now. Call the number on the screen or visit us online today.
Well, I'm here, and this should be a sad place, but you're one of the most joyful people that I've ever met in Israel. Tell us your name and what happened here.
My name is Shalom Schwartz. I've lived here for 39 years. I came here when I was 23, and I think it pretty much speaks for itself. The Moshav was ravaged by fire. And we will rebuild. I've got not one doubt in my mind for one second that this is not the beginning of the beginning, and we will raise it up.
So many memories, I'm sure.
There'll be new memories. There'll be new ones. And I thank God, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have a really good community. Our kids are wonderful. Our grandchildren are wonderful. The outpouring in Israel and from around the world just want to help us and get it together again.
This particular area, the rabbi who established this settlement, tell us about him and the kind of life, what life is like living here.
Just a bunch of people like me in their 60s and 70s that came from the States about 30, 40 years ago. We built a community. We've had children, grandchildren here. We've had good times. We've had hard times. We lived through short red beard, long red beard, long gray beard, and we've gone through a lot of things in life, and thank God we have those memories and we'll make better ones. I mean, don't feel sorry for me. I mean, really, Baruch Hashem, I've had great parents, I've got great children, I've got really great grandchildren, thank God, friends, and I still have that spirit. So I'll tell you one quick story. I wrote this about my father, who passed away about 27 years ago. So I said it goes back to my grandfather I'm named after, that in World War I, he was in a Siberian labor camp for 4 years. When they took him away, his wife was pregnant, he came back. My father was 4 years old, he didn't know I had a son. My father went through the Holocaust. He was in a Polish labor camp for 4 years. When the Germans the Russians liberated it, they firebombed it, they killed my grandmother. His ankle blew off, and he was in a Russian hospital for 9 months. He wandered around Europe for a year and a half with braces until he got to America. Then there was me, thank God. I wandered the world, as I told your kids. I came here, and now I've got a daughter, Brachi. I'm sure you'll find out who she is. She's like the big mastermind behind the rebuilding project. And she's in Yerushalayim, and my grandchildren wander the streets of Jerusalem like nothing ever happened, 2,000, 3,000 years of history. And the thing I tell everyone is that the one thing we all know is that we never gave up on God, but God never gave up on us. And that's the one thing, God never gave up on us. I never gave up on anyone in this world, and there's always hope. And from this, we will build.
We were earlier talking with Rabbi Tuli, and it's hot in this area. So they believe that terrorists started the fire. It's burned all of these people out of their homes. I love the spirit of courage and victory that we're hearing from people in this community. One of the things Rabbi Tuli pointed out was Isaiah 60, where he said that there would come help from strangers and that they would replant trees. And by the way, he said it would turn from ashes to beauty. He would turn the ashes into beauty and that they would replant trees of victory. I just thought that was astonishing as I look, and I wish I could see the before picture, because I have a feeling this was a gorgeous, beautiful, it looks like you are.
And it will be. Yeah, I do a lot of gardening. I've got nine olive trees. I've got vineyards behind there. I've got 15 different type of fruit trees, fish pond over there, little hydroponic plants I started growing. I do a lot of, basically the land is calling me to come back. As soon as the first day we can come back in here,
so
I'm gonna start replanting and.
Wow.
The land is calling you to come back.
Yeah.
And that's it. And so as we help the people in this area, one thing we're gonna do is allow you to, as you give, as we, through Rabbi Tuli, find where the greatest needs are, and just give resources. Just give resources. Say, rebuild it, rebuild it, rebuild it. And I stand proudly with our friends in Israel, our Jewish friends, and we want to see their lives restored. And God's going to bring beauty out of these ashes. We really believe that. I believe you believe that.
It will all come back.
Let's go through.
Okay. This is some of my wife's work. That's still up on the wall.
Oh, this is the kind of towel his wife did.
Yeah, this is a little beautiful thing on the wall for...
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Where's the bathroom you were talking about?
The bathroom is over here.
Right here?
Not much privacy, but you know, whatever you have to do, do. That's, she made the tiles over here on the table.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And on the wall over here, everything was handmade.
It's beautiful.
I came here with my daughter, and I said, Esty, the pictures survived. Every single picture over the last 50 years we have taken from kids and everything survived.
That is unreal.
Yeah, so
how precious is that?
Yeah, the whole moshav was crying when they heard about it. It's like a big, big thing on the moshav. Serious craftsman, I can do it.
So what really matters, you were able to hold on to those memories.
But the memories are in your heart.
Yes.
And that's the Rav Shlomo used to say, Hashem wants the heart. You can justify in your mind. You can write down a sermon for 10 hours. But when you get up in front of your congregation, when you talk from your heart, people listen. And that's what God wants from us. He wants the heart.
So true.
This is actually Megillah. This is about the story of Esther, about Purim.
Mm.
We will rejoice again. I am.
There you go.
I'm rejoicing already.
Yes, sir. You are.
You know?
It's powerful.
This community is a very special place. We're starting to see that. These are colorful characters here. And I was wondering that out of all of the communities that had to be devastated, why this community? And it's because they're going to teach us how to rebuild. They're going to teach all of Israel how to rebuild.
This weekend is ours. Divine Conference 2019, featuring Don Cherie Wilkerson, Jensen Franklin, Lisa Turkhurst, Free Chapel Music, and more. Get tickets at divineconference.org or text DIVINE2019 to 313131.
This program has been sponsored by friends and partners of Kingdom Connection. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Your prayers and financial support make these programs possible. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.